If you've been falsely accused of rape, the immediate priorities are: say nothing to police without a solicitor present. Do not contact the accuser under any circumstances. Preserve any evidence that establishes context or timeline, and stay off social media. Under English and Welsh law, you are presumed innocent, and the burden of proving the case beyond reasonable doubt rests entirely with the prosecution, not with you. This guide explains, step by step, what tends to happen after a rape allegation is made, what your rights are during a police investigation, and where to find further support while your solicitor manages the legal side. What to do first, a step-by-step checklist. Instruct a solicitor immediately. Contact a criminal defense solicitor with specific experience in sexual offense allegations before you agree to any interview, voluntary or otherwise. Do not contact the accuser. No calls, texts, messages, or third-party contact, even indirect contact, can be treated as intimidation and used against you. Preserve evidence. Keep text threads, emails, call logs, location data, receipts, and the names of any witnesses who can help establish a timeline. Stay off social media. Do not post about, discuss, or vent about the allegation online or with mutual friends. Anything you write can be obtained and used in the investigation. Cooperate through your solicitor. Answer police questions fully and honestly, but only in the presence of, or after advice from, your solicitor. Look after your mental health. Speak confidentially to a therapist or a dedicated support service rather than discussing case details with friends or family. Will the police come to your house? In most cases, yes. Because rape is treated as a serious offense, police typically attend a suspect's home, workplace, or another known location without warning, rather than giving advance notice. This is standard practice designed to prevent suspects from being able to flee or coordinate accounts with others. It is procedural, not an indication of how strong or weak the allegation is. The police interview under caution. If you are asked to attend a police station, this is usually an interview under caution, conducted under the Police and Criminal Evidence Act PACE. It will likely cover your personal relationships and history in detail, which can be distressing, but it is a standard part of investigating an allegation of this seriousness. Your rights at the police station. Write what it means. Legal representation, you can have a solicitor present, including a free duty solicitor if you haven't arranged your own. Right to silence, you do not have to answer questions before speaking to a solicitor. Welfare, you're entitled to food, water, and rest breaks. Consent for certain samples, blood, urine, semen samples, and dental impressions require your consent. No consent needed fingerprints. Saliva, oral swabs, and footwear impressions can be taken without consent. Police are also likely to seize phones, cameras, or computers for forensic examination. Devices are often held for weeks or months, so plan for that disruption where possible, e.g., arranging alternative means of contact for work. What happens after the interview? Investigation typically continues both before and after your interview. Police gather scene evidence, CCTV, and witness statements in parallel. Depending on what's already been gathered, you may be released under investigation, with no further restriction while inquiries continue. Released on bail, often with conditions such as a curfew, restricted areas, no contact with the accuser, or surrender of your passport. Detained, particularly where the offense is being treated cautiously, to be on the safe side, even amid doubts about the allegation. Should you contact the accuser? No, under any circumstances. Direct contact, calls, messages, and indirect contact, asking someone else to speak to them on your behalf, can both be interpreted as intimidation or an attempt to influence a witness, and can seriously damage your position. If the accuser initiates contact with you, remove yourself from the situation, ideally in front of a witness, and tell your solicitor immediately. How common are false rape, allegations? Genuinely false rape allegations are rare. Home office research suggests only 25 to 6% of sexual violence cases reported to UK police are found or suspected to be false. That figure matters for two reasons. It's a useful piece of context if you're worried about how you'll be perceived, and it's also part of why police and the CPS proceed cautiously with every report. The system is deliberately built not to discourage genuine complainants, which is part of why the process can feel slow and thorough, even when an allegation turns out to be unfounded. What happens to someone who makes a false allegation? Consequences for a proven false accuser vary case by case and are entirely at the discretion of the police and CPS, not something the accused can compel. Possible outcomes include perverting the course of justice, a serious offense with a maximum sentence of life imprisonment, though such severe sentencing for a false allegation case would be highly unusual. Wasting police time, a lesser offense, carrying a maximum sentence of 6 months imprisonment and/or a fine. A civil claim for defamation, sometimes a more realistic route, particularly if you've suffered demonstrable harm such as job loss. In practice, prosecutions of accusers are uncommon, partly because of the difficulty of proving an allegation was knowingly false rather than mistaken. Impact on work, family, and children. A false allegation can affect more than the criminal process. If you share children with the accuser, be aware that ongoing family court proceedings can run alongside or independently of a criminal investigation, and allegations may be raised there too. If your employer becomes aware of an investigation, ask your solicitor about how much you're obliged to disclose, since this varies by employment contract and sector. This is worth raising early, not left until it becomes urgent. Where to get support? Support falls into two categories, legal and emotional. Legal, a solicitor experienced specifically in sexual offense defense, should be your first call. General criminal solicitors may lack the specific experience these cases demand. Emotional peer support. Dedicated organizations exist for people facing false allegations, offering confidential guidance and peer support alongside, not instead of, formal legal advice. Get legal advice before you say anything to police. If you've been accused of rape and haven't yet spoken to a solicitor, that's the single most important next step, ideally before any interview, voluntary or otherwise. A solicitor who specializes in sexual offense allegations can advise you on your rights, manage communication with police on your behalf, and start building your defense from day one. Contact us for a confidential, no-obligation consultation. Frequently asked question. What should I do first if I'm falsely accused of rape? Contact a criminal defense solicitor before speaking to police. Avoid any contact with the accuser. Preserve relevant evidence such as messages and call logs, and avoid discussing the allegation on social media. Do I have to answer police, QSDONS, if I'm innocent? No, you have the right to remain silent and to have a solicitor present before and during any interview under caution. Speaking without legal advice, even when you're innocent, can create risks you're not aware of. Will I be arrested if someone falsely accuses me of rape? Not necessarily. You may be asked to attend a voluntary interview, or you may be arrested, depending on the circumstances and evidence available at that stage. Either way, you're entitled to legal representation. Can I be charged if the allegation is false? Charging decisions are made by the CPS based on the available evidence, and a false allegation should not meet the evidential threshold once fully investigated, though the process of reaching that conclusion can still take time. What happens to someone who is proven to have made a false rape allegation? Possible consequences include prosecution for perverting the course of justice or wasting police time, though such prosecutions are uncommon. A civil claim for defamation may be a more realistic option in some cases. How common are false rape, ACCUS8UNS in the UK? Genuinely false allegations are rare. Home Office commissioned research suggests around 4% of sexual violence reports to UK police are found or suspected to be false. Should I talk to friends or post online about being falsely accused? No, avoid discussing case details on social media or with people outside your legal team, as anything you say or post can potentially be obtained and used during the investigation.